Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink, a sweet vanilla, maybe a smooth caramel, or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat this morning. For the lazy out there, a voucher is always a good option to give somebody for Christmas. But are they as convenient and as useful as they used to be? Conor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, who puts a huge amount of effort into his presents. We've spoken about this before. You put the rest of us to shame. You'd never give anyone a voucher. But for the lazy amongst us, Conor, what should we be looking out for?
Well, I think you're very harsh on vouchers there, Jonathan. But you're right. I mean, I've had all my Christmas presents bought since July because I'm that kind of person. He said lying.
No further questions. This press conference is over.
Actually, the funny thing is, the premise of your question, I'd have to take issue with it. Not the fact that whether or not they're for lazy people or not, but you're saying, are they as good as they used to be? Because the reality is vouchers are now actually much better than they used to be. Because as a result of a change in the law in 2019, a change in the law that people like me and lots of other people were crying out for years and years, because in times past, you could sell somebody a voucher and you could put an expiry date of 3 months on it or 6 months or a year or whatever it might be. Whereas under the new legislation, it's the Consumer Protection Gift Vouchers Act, all vouchers have to have a minimum of 5 years before they expire. So that's a really welcome development. But in other elements of that law that came into force in 2019 means you can now use more than one voucher to buy something. So let's say if you get two vouchers for Rocha stores, and I'll pick a store that doesn't exist anymore. So you get two vouchers for Rocha stores, and in times past, they might have said, oh, you can only use one voucher per purchase. Now, if you're buying something for €200 and you have two vouchers worth €100 each, you can use both of them towards that purchase. You're also entitled to change, because in times past, and this used to kill me, you'd give somebody, you'd buy a pair of trousers for £50 and you'd give them a voucher for €100, and they'd say, well, we'll just hang on to the other 50. And you wouldn't do it if it was cash. So why are you doing it if it's a voucher? But there was no legislation to stop them. But now they have to give you change. Now, they can give you the change in cash, or they can give it to you in vouchers, but they have to give you change. So in terms of what rights consumers have, vouchers are, we have more rights than we did have. And there's another really attractive thing about vouchers, which is under changes in the budget that were introduced earlier this year, companies can now give people vouchers up to €1,000 that are tax free. So if I get a bonus at Christmas of €1,000 in cash and I'm paying at the top rate of tax, I only really get £500 of that into my pocket. Whereas if I'm given a voucher for €1,000, well, then I get to keep the entire €1,000. So that's another reason why they're attractive. But now getting back to the original point, are they a present for the lazy people? Yes, I think sometimes they are.
Yeah,
because
ideally,
you'd love to get someone an incredibly thoughtful, beautiful, hand-engraved present hewn out of bog oak or whatever it might be that you've put a huge amount of effort and thought into, as opposed to just rocking up to your local shop and saying, I'll have a voucher for £50, please, and handing it to somebody. I mean, it's only one step up from giving somebody cold, hard, grubby cash.
Cash, yeah. You've never turned down cash, Conor Pope.
We all love cash. But the funny thing is, people seem to be really resistant to giving someone money for Christmas, whereas they're happy to give them vouchers. And I think one of the reasons for that is you kind of hope that if you give somebody a voucher, they're going to buy something nice for themselves with the voucher. Whereas if you give someone £50, they might just go off and buy groceries with it for a week. Now, in the times we're living in, those groceries might be incredibly important for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And the funny thing, Conor, that there's been a bit of a change as well, because previously, you'd have your one for all voucher, but that was kind of it, really. There was no alternatives.
Right.
This year, you've got supermarkets are doing it. There's been a lot of advertising for the big supermarkets saying you can get your vouchers up to €1,000 with us. And then there's the new type of card as well, which is a voucher. It's kind of, it's like anywhere that a credit card is accepted, you can use this either online or in person. So we've kind of got more options than we had previously.
We do. And actually, those kind of credit cards, I think MasterCard operate one, and they're basically like effectively a prepaid debit card or credit card with 500 quid or 100 quid on it. And that can be used both online and in store from retailers in this country and then all over the world. The One for All vouchers, now they're confined to a lot, now in fairness to One for All, a lot of shops, but they're limited to shops around Ireland. And then you can, as you say, you can get vouchers for the Dundrum Centre or the Blanchardstown or wherever it might be. And then you can get vouchers, let's say, for Marks and Spencer, or you can get vouchers for Arnott's or Brown Thomas. And again, you can use them around all the outlets. Now, the key thing about those vouchers, now I'm talking about the One for All type vouchers and the Dundrum Town Centre type vouchers and Blanchardstown, is they have maintenance fees. Now, the maintenance fees kick in after 12 months, right? And they vary from card to card. So you can sometimes be, if you don't use the card within the first 12 months, you can be charged 150 per month after that. And that means after, you know, if you're charged 3 quid a month on a 50 euro voucher after the first year, it means after the second year, the vouchers only were 20 quid. Now, a lot of people get really angry about those maintenance fees. But my piece of advice to somebody who's complaining about that is, if you get a voucher this Christmas, use it before next Christmas. And yep, you won't pay any maintenance fees at all. It kills me when I think of all of the unused vouchers. And I have them myself in my house. I'm sure you have them too, Jonathan. All these.
Oh, no. I spent every cent, don't you? If I got a voucher, it's lucky to last the week.
Yeah, but and you know what? That is by far the best approach. And I think some of us are guilty of saying, oh, I'll hang on to the voucher now till I find something really special. And then time passes and you forget about it and ends up in a drawer. And then in times past, it would have expired. And now it might attach, maintenance fees might be attached to it. So the bottom line is, get the voucher, spend it this Christmas. Treat yourself to something nice if you're in a position to do that. And not only are you getting something nice then, and not only are you avoiding the maintenance fees that will apply after 12 months, but you're also putting money into the economy so that, yes, if I buy something that's made by you, well, then you have the wherewithal and the incentive to make something else. And it kind of the voucher doesn't just end up in the retailer's pocket forever or whatever it might be. So trick is, don't be caught out by maintenance fees, by using the voucher. And that way that we're all in a better place.
Absolutely. But again, if anyone's listening, both Conor and I are happy to accept cash as presents. It's fine. If you have it, please feel free to pass it on to us. Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Pleasure as always. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.